Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Friday. First, with yesterday's news, I am Glenn Z. Bean. We're looking back at Thursday. What New Zealanders think of Australia's same-sex marriage vote. Sheep wool that can filter. This doesn't sound very interesting, but you never know, it might be. And Marcus's take on Christmas parties. But before any of that, the Zimbabwe situation through the eyes of both Leighton Smith and Rachel Smalley.
You know how some images stay with you for a very long time? I can remember watching the news one night many years ago and seeing the image of a small dog that was sitting next to the corpse of a farmer who'd been slaughtered in the front yard of his house. It was one of those images that just stayed with me forever. The dog wouldn't leave the owner. And of course, now we have many Zimbabweans who live here. They either immigrated here or fled here when Mugabe's leadership took such a violent turn. Many came to New Zealand. Now, the military says this isn't a coup, but as I said earlier, when you see someone pop up on state TV, they're wearing military fatigues and a beret, saying it's not a coup, that pretty much suggests it is a coup. Mugabe essentially retained power through the threat of violence and murder. His thugs at times killed those who opposed Mugabe's corrupt rule, and yet Mugabe ran the country into the ground. Remember again about 10 years ago, I think it was 2008, Zimbabwe had become the world's fastest shrinking economy. And inflation, I can remember it hit something just unfathomable, about 231 million% or something, just madness. But the brutal dictator, the man who sanctioned murder, encouraged and endorsed violence against anyone who opposed him and who ran Zimbabwe economically into the ground, is now under a form of house arrest. The military stepped in. What did he do? Well, he appointed Grace, his wife, his controversial wife, into the role of vice president and sacked the existing vice president who has the support of the military. That's why the military has stepped in. What next? Who knows? But as I said, what took the military so long?
Yeah, there you go. That old hawkish warhorse, Rachel Smalley, demanding violence at every opportunity again as usual. Just like Leighton Smith, really.
Is this a move for the better? You'd have to say, from a distance, of course it is. How could it not be? But then again, it was going to be a move for the better in South Africa, was it not? And I'd argue quite sincerely that it hasn't been a move for the better in South Africa, and things are worse now than they were back in the 90s. So what would I know? I've never been there. It's just an observation from news reports and from commentaries that I've had from some of you. Now, you can argue either way, but I guess the real question is South Africa any better off now? Are the people of South Africa any better off now? Blacks especially than they were then. Now, it's an open-ended question. It's not a statement. Are they better off? So on that basis, I say in Zimbabwe, is this a turn for the better? Do you have hope for it? Do you think that things will improve? Or over a period of time, will it go the same way as South Africa? And it's just a change of corruption. In essence.
Well, isn't that what all politics is? Oh, cynical comment, Glenn Zedby. I just hope that whatever the new regime ends up looking like in Zimbabwe, they still wear ridiculous outfits. Because that's been quite fun. The same-sex marriage vote, whatever it ended up being called, that's happened in Australia. Well, what do we think of it over here?
He's talking about polygamy. What about polygamy? You know, a woman married their own self. I just saw it the other day in New Zealand where this woman went out to the beach and married herself because of a past relationship that is not working too well for her, so she decided to be true to herself by marrying herself.
Is this in New Zealand? I've read about this happening in America. I haven't read about it happening in New Zealand.
Oh, I saw it last week in New Zealand.
In New Zealand?
One of the beaches in the North Island. And, I don't know where to from here.
Was that legally binding? Was that an actual marriage?
I don't know whether... It's just a question of time whether that will happen here in the near future. Whether people will marry their own self legally or marry animals or their pets.
And so is this a reason not to let men marry men and women marry women, is it?
Yeah, I think one road leads to another. You know, who knows what's next?
Ugh, I can't be bothered, Peter, I'm sorry. And it was an Italian woman that married herself. Wasn't in New Zealand. If you don't like the idea of a male marrying a male or a lady marrying a lady, honestly, you just need to get over it. Just keep it, just make your life simple. Swallow it. Get over it and move on. This is the way it is, and it's the way it should be.
Ha ha! Fake news busted. Good work, Mac. Die, fake news buster. Yeah, that's what the News Talk ZB is all about. It's busting the fake news. I'm pretty sure the fact that they are now breeding sheep with a particular kind of wool that is great for filtering things is not fake news. Not so sure why we were talking about it with Larry Williams last night.
Where did this idea come from and how does it work?
The idea has been a long time in gestation. I've been manufacturing products out of plastics for nearly 30 years. And about 7 or 8 years ago, I came across the idea of saying, we've got a fantastic resource of wool in New Zealand. What is it? I'm not a sheep farmer. And I found it had amazing functionality. And that means that it does a lot of stuff outside making clothes and carpets. And being an engineer by background, I decided to drill into it and use a lot of science that we had locally and abroad, and have developed an air filter which removes particles of pollution from the air.
Right, and so you're breeding the perfect sheep to produce this, are you?
Yeah, well, what we realised is if we were going to take a wool, a natural product, into a global market which was dominated by synthetic materials, we had to have a product which was pretty good. And one of its weaknesses was being natural. It's got a lot of variability. So we decided at the very beginning we had to control the whole supply chain to control the quality and give that level of assurance to our customers that what they were going to get was going to be consistent.
Okay, so that interview ended up being about exactly what I thought it was about. A guy who's breeding sheep for a particular kind of wool that's good for air filters. But massive news day yesterday, which may be why Marcus has started talking about Christmas parties, and it's only the 16th of November. I mean, I know it's the 17th today, but this is yesterday's news, remember?
Don't get on a boat, because you'll be stuck there all damn night, and it will drive you to distraction. In fact, my no-goes for Christmas parties are boats, fancy dress. I'm making a list. Boats, fancy dress, unlimited alcohol. That's a no-no for me because everyone gets shickered so quickly. The other thing I don't like at a Christmas party, I've just walked past one, I've been for a walk before work, is when you get a massive table and everyone's suited around a massive table for dinner and you get stuck between dull people and you can't move around. So sitting down's out for me also. Because I can't just sit between two people for a whole thing because, in fact, it would tire my patience. I think that's pretty much it, actually. But the worst thing is boats or buses that you get on and you are stuck. I know when I used to do radio down in Southland in the mornings, I'd have a Christmas party called Around the Mountain. And you get on a bus and you'd go and drink at every pub right around the mountain. And what surprised me most about the bus trip was that those real characters, and that always people always say, oh God, you got to watch Steve, boy, he's a real character when he's been drinking. And the thing about Steve is he ran on a window of about 5 minutes. He was kind of lively between Winton and Lochiel. So the whole time round, they're quiet, 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 Riverton quiet, Thornbury quiet, Otautau quiet, into Winton, got a bit lively, was lively for 5 minutes to Lochiel, then crashed, comb it out. And that was it. That was it for him.
Yeah, some people do go a bit crazy when the alcohol is all paid for. That's certainly true. I feel a bit sorry for Steve being outed on network radio and now in this podcast like that. I'm hoping the names have been changed to protect the innocent, but A, he doesn't sound that innocent, and B, I'm pretty sure I know him. I'm Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Friday and the week. We'll see you back here again with the weekend edition on Monday. Be careful of the free alcohol.